You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Brooke and Todd joining us together this morning. Brooke, let's start with you. What's going on?
Our son, who's in the 7th grade, is doing karate. And when we signed him up, they made us commit to a year's worth of the lesson 3 times a week. So it costs a lot of money. The problem is his grades are slipping. He's just too tired to do any of his work when he gets home. He can't focus on his homework. And I think that he should quit. And my husband doesn't want him to.
You don't agree, Todd? What's happening?
No. One, he really likes it. He's enthusiastic about it. He's working hard. His grades are slipping, but this isn't high school yet. He can, like, afford to have that slip, and now is the time where he can learn to balance all of that. He might not get the best report card, but then we can relay that lesson. Like, hey, you gotta keep both things up. Like, this is the time to actually do that. And we already paid for it, so I think he should stick with it.
I'm not sure how smart ninjas really are, okay?
Okay.
And ninjas serve a viable purpose out there in the world. Who says that they actually have to be all that brainy? I mean, we could just let them be an incredibly good, gifted karate guy and not know anything else out there.
I think that's ridiculous.
Have you guys spoken to his instructor? I mean, it would seem to me like, you know, the sensei or whatever his name is would be concerned about this stuff because it's all about discipline, right? Putting in a good effort.
Yeah, I've talked to his coach, but I just think we're just asking too much of him. He's only 13, trying to please us with school and please us with karate and doing it all. It's just a lot of stress for such a young kid.
There's no way to cut back on the classes?
It's like one program, and they're like in a class. It's not a whole lot different than, like, cutting back in classes in school. They kind of don't let you. But I think he's learning a lot. Grades are slipping. He's not failing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Maybe he's just growing dumber. I mean, he could just be growing dumber, too. There's that.
Oh, listen, guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think. And you know what? They may agree with you, Brooke, that his grades come first because him being a professional ninja probably isn't going to happen, let's be honest.
Oh, well, that's sad.
Right.
When is it that your guidance counselor told you were going to be a failure?
They may see your side, Todd. If he's really enjoying it and that's something he's passionate about, maybe doing your homework isn't the most important thing in life. You know, maybe extracurricular activities that he's into are important. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
We do, yeah.
All right. Sure.
But let me just quickly follow up. Like, he's trying to balance everything. He's not just getting lazy in the schoolwork.
No.
He's a 13-year-old boy, so he's definitely not as excited about doing math homework as he is about going to karate.
Right, you know? I got you. That makes sense.
He might, if we take away karate, he might be more excited about playing Nintendo than he is about doing math.
Well, that sounds like a parenting challenge. All right, guys, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
3 days a week, they've committed to have their seventh grade son take karate classes. Mm-hmm. But Brooke says it's affecting his schoolwork. And even though they're going to have to take a loss because they've had to pay the year up front, she says, got to pull him out. Dad says he loves it. And you know what? Let him just keep doing it. Who cares if his grades suffer a little bit?
Well, Todd says it's only one letter grade. He's not in high school yet at this point. You know, he's still in the B- range at this point. So he thinks that the benefit outweighs the detractions.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think?
Good morning. Oh, I'm on the mom side. Karate is supposed to teach you discipline and focus. And you know, he really should have started the karate younger, like in elementary school, and build up on it. His grades, his work, his schoolwork is so important because it's so sequential. He'll be lost in the rest of 7th grade and 8th grade and high school. Mm. So he has to focus on his studies.
You know what I've realized with these extracurricular activities?
What's that?
When I was little, when I was younger, I should say, it was like once a week we would have something special. I would have danced once a week or whatever.
Well, now it's so much more intense.
Yeah.
Because everybody thinks that their kid is going to grow up to be the greatest at whatever it is that they're trying. Like she said, sounding like Tiger Woods' dad. Oh, he should have started karate when he was 3.
Wait,
because by now, he'd be a gladiator.
Who said are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Their 7th grade son has karate 3 times a week, mm-hmm. and mom says it's affecting his grades because he can't get his homework done. He's rushing through it. He's not really giving the time that it needs to be dedicated to getting his schoolwork done.
Well, dad says, yep, he definitely prefers it over math class. There's no question about it, but his grades haven't been too bad yet, and it's still early on in his education.
Brooke says, nope, it's time for us to put an end to this, even though we've paid for the year up front. No more karate. Dad says she's lost her mind. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the husband's side. I raised 2 young men. I feel like we coddle the kids too much. The kid is learning balance. There's stress in life. He's learning. He has to learn how to handle stress so he can do all this right. And most successful people are physical and mentally competent. So I think in the long run, this karate is going to be his meditation to help him with the stress. And he does have to learn to balance. And like the father said, he's 13. He can still study. No reason he can't do both. Because he's right. The kids are on. All they do is play video games. I think it's awesome that he's doing both and challenging himself.
Thank you for the call. Have a great morning. Well, I mean, there is something to be said about baptism by fire, right? Put somebody in a difficult situation and see whether or not they can swim. If you pull them out right away, you're not going to know.
Right.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm with Dad, Raven, but I don't have his mindset that it's okay for him to fail at school. It's not okay for him to fail at school. It's not okay for him to fail at anything. I think Mom and Dad need some discipline themselves. One, the child shouldn't be quitting if he started something. And two, they need to show him that he could do both things, but school is more important.
Thank you for the call. Have a great morning.
Right, because he's not going to be a professional ninja.
Well, you know what? Again, killer of dreams. Anna and Raven, one last call. What do you think?
I'm on the husband's side because I feel like with my kids, I had the same situation happen. I feel like juggling 2 things at once, especially going into high school since he's in 7th grade, is a really good lesson to learn if you're able to juggle so many things at once. Because in high school, you juggle so much at once. It's a lesson to learn at stage.
Thank you for the call. Have a great morning.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Todd, our audience agreed with you. If he's passionate about karate, then you need to encourage him to try to do his best at school, but taking it away from him could be detrimental.
Thank you.
Really?
It's a confidence builder.
I mean, he's learning discipline. He's learning to, give his best effort and stay focused in things in karate. I mean, if maybe that's not translated in his grades, too, that's one thing. But consider this. Anakin Skywalker was not Darth Vader until he hit a couple setbacks.
Okay.
So, you know, encourage
him. He's learning to balance.
Right.
In the middle of
the world. I know, but he's still a kid.
Right. And probably never going to be a real ninja, but.
Wow.
Right. I'm just killer
spouting
of
off.
Well, if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.